The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey, Rob. Can you pull that audio that we were just talking about during the regular old show? Did you hear us talking about that? No? Okay. Riggins, which one of your little segments was it that you were talking about the movie Alien?
Seven o'clock.
Yeah, the 7 o'clock, where he's saying horror movies instead of horror movies.
And if that's true, I will readily admit it, that that's what it sounds like. I got no problem.
I just want to know where you find all these horror movies that you're watching.
Man, that's horror. Horror. Maybe I was speaking fast and I rushed through it, but right. Horror.
I pay attention to people's words.
I know you do.
Unlike others who are so aloof.
Well, you might be over the top, though. I mean, quite frankly.
What?
With the pointing out and the observations.
And the taking notes. Takes notes sometimes when, yeah, I catch it. I'm like, I must have said something wrong. Saw him take a note. In his little notebook.
Do you do that?
No, I don't.
You don't do that?
No. I'm not much of a note taker. I wish I were. Ace is a good note taker. I'm not a good note taker. That's why I sucked at school. Well, I mean, I didn't suck at school. I waited. I mean, I just wasn't good at it. You know, all that note taking.
You know what your problem is? People don't know how to take you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People don't know how to take you.
That's funny. By the way, TJ, I love your tie-dye shirt today.
Thanks.
I meant to tell you that
Is
earlier.
It considered tie-dye?
Yes.
Is it?
It looks like tie-dye to me.
This is navy and it has a white splotch across the middle of it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Some tie-dye-ish. Half tie-dye vibes. Either way.
I love your half tie-dye vibes.
You're talking. Mm-hmm. I love how you're just like right there on the line of tie-dye, but not jumping over it.
Half tie-dye vibes. Half tie-dye vibes.
So great, your half tie-dye vibes. But I'm one of those that thinks the only way it can be tie-dye is if it's multicolors.
Yeah.
You know, all the orange and the blue and the red and the yellow, all those hippie-looking colors.
I wouldn't have normally thought of that as tie-dye, to be honest with you.
Okay, Rob says he has the that clip from Riggins earlier in the show saying horror movies.
It's 3 seconds long. So
is that all?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
Settle this argument. Is Alien a horror film?
Okay, and that one it didn't sound like.
Yeah.
Settle this argument. Is Alien a horror film?
You said horror in that
one. Horror.
Yeah, I got it on that one. He said it about 30 times, Rob. It doesn't even have to be in this segment. We can do it in another. We got an hour here with no material lined up. So
he's pretty clean on this one.
Settle this argument. Is Alien a horror film?
What TJ's saying is go back through and meticulously listen to all 30 times until you effing find one.
That exactly. Duh.
Prove me right.
Right. Don't be bringing the bullshit that proves Riggins is right.
Because I know what I heard.
Funny. Stop.
I know what I heard.
You know how this game is played.
Or I'm going to send you, as Alexis would say, to your room.
To your room.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
I'll have a room and Coke, please.
Room.
Think you gave your mom your bed last night, Alexis?
No, my friend with the baby, because I'm taking them to the airport today.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So where's she been flopping all this time?
One of her childhood friends. She lives here.
She has children as friends?
Yeah, she does. Oh, isn't that crazy? And the child has a home.
My best friend is in her childhood.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just dragging that baby all over the place.
Yeah, it's crashing. Do people still say that? We crash here?
And I crash on your couch? Yeah.
They say it on the show Animal Kingdom all the time. It's like, I need somewhere to crash. She needed a place to crash.
Yeah.
I think I even say that, and I'm not much on slang.
There's one thing I don't miss. It's just, I'll just crash on your couch. Is that cool? Yeah, that's fine.
I hate that.
Just waking up at somebody else's house and they're on the couch and clothes. Like, let me get up and I gotta get going. I need to go home. Whatever. Let me take a shower. I got a 2-hour drive to get back to my place. Whatever.
Damn. They don't give you a blanket or
I
nothing.
I don't miss that at all. Huh. Well, because they didn't have a blanket.
You end up putting, like, the couch cushions on you.
Freezing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They'll lay their jacket over yours. Like, can I borrow your jacket just to cover up with? Yeah, that'd be fine.
No pillow.
Yeah, I don't like staying at people's houses. I will take myself home.
Have you ever slept at the restaurant, whatever restaurant you're working at?
No.
No?
No.
Because we've slept at the radio station many a time.
Plenty of times.
You don't want to sleep in a restaurant.
I think we've slept
in a radio station.
Every radio station we've worked for, we've slept there at one time or another.
Have we slept in this one?
Yeah.
Really?
I have, yeah.
How do you sleep?
I don't think I have.
Like just in a chair?
No, there are couches back in that performance room back there. And
that makes sense.
I don't think I've slept here for some reason.
I haven't slept here.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a couch or anything in a restaurant. Maybe a booth.
You could sleep in a booth easily.
I would
That's
roll
a king
off.
Size bed to you.
Stop.
Wake up, make some chicken tenders or some shit. That'd be awesome.
I mean, the first time, a lot of times it was like when we first started in radio, you would work. Like I remember one time the midday girl had to be gone. And I was working on the weekend, on the midnight to 6. And he said, hey, would you like to do, you can work Friday from 10 to 3, and you'll be off on Friday night. Hell yeah, I get to be on during the day when people can hear me? Of course. So I got off at 6 a.m., and I went and slept downstairs. We had an office, these tables that were padded, and brought all my stuff and slept down there. I woke up, splashed water on my face, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, I was back on the radio.
Yeah, radio stations should have showers in them. We've worked for some that do.
Yeah.
They have a shower.
And then we've done so many fun drives and all that kind of stuff that lasts, days and days that you end up crashing on a couch at the radio station or something.
Mm. Well, the last restaurant that I managed, I lived right across the street from the restaurant. So it was like. Yeah.
So you could look out your window and see the drive through.
Shut up. I can't stand you. Get out. this guy.
Oh, you're such a manager. Mm-hmm. Flexing. I'm the manager.
Boss. Mm-hmm. Boss me.
Yeah.
Better recognize.
I just can't picture you yelling at somebody.
Do you want to talk to my ex-employees one day? They'll tell you.
I know, but I just can't picture it. You yelling, you get your shit together or you get your shit and get out. You're fired.
Oh, yeah, I fired a couple of people.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Go to your room. When you fired them, was it a pull them to the side, like, hey, here's the situation, we're going to have to let you go? Or was it more of a in the middle of a blow-up, no, you're fired?
There was only one blow-up that was in the moment, and I told him to get out. But other than that, it was always take him to the office.
Yeah, we've never fired anybody in the moment like that, where you're like, you're fired.
Yeah, I had to.
We've had them quit.
We've had them quit.
I quit.
Interns. Remember that intern that quit because she heard us talking about her on the radio?
What were you guys saying?
Well, she didn't hear us talking about her. She was in the other room screening calls, and we were talking about her, just having fun.
Yeah.
But the caller started calling and wanting to comment on, hey, we got Ace and TJ talking about that intern girl, and blah, blah, blah. And then that's how she found out that we were, because the volume was off in the phone screening room. She couldn't hear what we were saying. But it wasn't like we were talking, really mean things about her or anything. We were just, we were just joking around.
So Rob has found another clip.
Okay.
Yeah, so she picked up a purse and stormed out. And we thought, oh, look at her being funny.
She really was.
Oh, look, she was funny all the way. She's going to take this joke all the way out to the parking lot. Mm-hmm. She's driving off.
She's done.
All right, bye.
So here was the first one.
Settle this argument. Is Alien a horror film?
And here's the second one.
Horror movies. Closer. You're getting there. Yeah. Horror movies.
Mm. We're not there yet, but close. No.
Very close. Well, I'll work on it.
Yeah.
No, I like the way you say it.
That'll make you happy.
I like the way you say it.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. I always try to make people understand, just because I'm observant doesn't mean I'm judgmental. Not all the time it doesn't.
Okay. That's
fair. If somebody points out something that you think is wrong, how is that not judgmental?
I didn't say it was wrong. I said it was just the way it was more of an accent thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because then I said, like, my Southern accent, a lot of times I would say horror instead of horror. Horror. I'd say horror, like how we say Halloween instead of Halloween.
Horror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horror. Just keep going with horror.
Or if you're really Southern and you're a true Southerner, you would never use the word anyway. You'd call it a scary movie.
Scary movie.
Scary movie.
Oh, you like scary movies?
That's what I call
them. Like the Boogeyman.
Oh, that's a scary movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I said that the other night. Again, I don't like scary movies.
Yeah, I never say a horror film.
I don't want to watch this.
Nah.
Yeah, you know I don't like watching scary movies.
Okay, punk.
I do like slasher, though. That's a good term. A slasher film.
Yeah. But is slasher different than a horror movie?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, slasher, it's a subgenre of the horror films, but I think Jason, you know, that's a slasher. Guy with a knife hunting down people, that's a slasher.
But both slasher and horror movies qualify as scary movies.
Exactly.
Scary movies.
Yeah. All right, here we got another one.
You don't see horror films set in space. There you go. That's the one you were looking for. You don't see horror films set in space.
Horror. Yeah. I would watch a bunch of horrors in space, though. And they're getting it on with little green men.
Oh, yeah. A little space baby.
Hey. Take me to your leader.
Oh, space horrors, it's a thing.
Oh, we're about to do some docking.
Oh, blast off into an exotic space war. A sea-crazed galactic explorer. Fight the forces of evil, and she's butt naked on the front, and she's in space, and boobs out. An erotic space war. Hell yeah.
Erotic space war. Oh, Lord.
I want to be in that war. Draft me, you know what I'm saying? An erotic space war.
Send me to the front line.
You damn right. Buddy.
How would you do? I mean, you wouldn't be, you would be gravity. You wouldn't have gravity.
Right.
Right. So how would that even happen? That's why I don't think they's Martians.
Yeah, well.
Because how would they procreate if they don't have gravity, and you can't just float around having sex?
But once you got to each other and you could get connected, you could just float in space and do it.
Do they have sex in space, the astronauts?
I'm sure they frown on that. I don't think they do.
But could you?
Yeah, I mean, you could bungee yourself to, you know, an area to stay, immobile, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could turn it into a fun game. Like, you know, how long can we stay down?
There really is a movie called Whores in Space.
Yeah.
Starring Miss Heather Stiles.
Oh, yeah. The legendary.
Which one is Heather Stiles? There are three women on the cover.
Probably the middle one.
She looks like Kourtney Kardashian a little bit.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I will find out. It's 2016.
Oh. Oh, here.
Oh, here.
Oh, that's not a good start.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to take one for the team to get the answer. Okay, all right. We don't need that.
You got
to
get that
Who
off.
Would do that?
So, that's not like Cinemax.
No, it does not appear to be.
That's different than Space Whores.
Yeah, this was a different one.
Okay. So there are two for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah, I got to find
it. Space Whores and Whores in Space.
This author has an interesting name. Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay, good. Well, we solved it.
Yeah.
Done. Whatever it was.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside.
Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I don't think this is funny. I'm not saying it because it's funny, but it's just interesting. You see, a guy in California died during a taco eating contest at Fresno, the Fresno Grizzlies minor league baseball game in 2019.
I didn't think they still had stuff like that really anymore.
Well, this was in 2019, and now his family's suing is why they made the news. They're bringing a lawsuit.
How did he die?
I guess choking on a taco. Which is a euphemism.
You know, I always wonder about things like that. You enter the contest, and I don't mean for this to sound callous since the guy died, but if he choked, he did enter the contest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it says he choked to death.
He choked to death. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, don't you sign some kind of waiver or something?
Yeah, but a lot of times. That's why we can't do a lot of the stuff that we used to do on the radio anymore. Is because of for legal reasons like that.
How much are they suing for? Does that? I mean, what is the?
It's his son is suing. I'm not seeing the amount. Sometimes they won't publicize that.
Like you always ask, like, what are the damages?
Yeah, what are the damages? Yeah, I don't know. Damn, the tacos look good that they're showing in the picture. These aren't the ones that he choked on. I mean, so don't think I'm some kind of a nut job. But I love tacos.
Yeah, they say they're known for like these Fresno tacos.
Yeah. There's a lot of your Mexican heritage in California. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah, I didn't.
They have a lot of people of Mexican descent.
Yeah, it says that that they're not going to be making any public comments, that professionals in the sport of competitive eating train and make themselves physically ready to participate. Quote, but that is not always present in an amateur eating contest. The conductors of this event should have made the risks known to the competitors and then taken proper steps to prevent them.
Tacos?
So they didn't make them aware of the risks and dangers involved in an eating competition. The guy was 41 years old. The son is now 18.
Was it soft shell or hard shell?
I think hard shell.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And Fresno Tacos is actually the name of the team. It's like of the AAA.
I thought they were the Fresno Grizzlies.
I think this is an affiliated team.
They're called like, Fresno Tacos?
Yeah.
For a sports team.
Who are we playing this week? Tacos.
That's the mascot is a walking taco.
Yeah,
it's a taco.
I mean, I can think that's kind of cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then this is interesting, I think, for the two professional marijuana users on the show. Colorado is auctioning off the rights. Actually, not necessarily auctioning off. They're auctioning.
Yeah.
Rights for 14 different official license plates that are weed references.
Yeah.
Phrases like, you can get a license plate that says bong, ganja, hemp. And then this one is, the license plate number spells out, is it 420?
Hell yeah.
I like that one.
I mean, why would you want that?
I would never have something like that in my car, but it is witty. Is it 420?
All signs show this auction could see Rocky Mountain high revenues.
DMV.
I love DMV humor.
The best. Yeah, I mean, it's an easy way to spot a total loser.
Definitely.
That's the only thing it's going to do for you.
You mean with these license plates or any personalized license plate?
I mean these license plates, but come on. I saw a guy who drives a BMW, and his license plate says Major Key, which was like DJ Khaled's kind of saying 5-6 years ago, and I thought, how much of a douche do you look like? Major Key.
Major Key.
Like, you are a loser. You copied DJ Khaled's, like, catchphrase from 6 years ago. I mean, honestly, you should think about just wrapping it up. Life in general. Like, just end it.
I talked to a guy.
You know that guy now.
Who he got license plates. This was after we had hung out and talked and all that, but he got license plates that said, "I create the vibes." Obviously not all the words, but I was like, are you kidding? And he sent me a picture of it. Like, I was supposed to think it was cool.
I create the vibes.
Like, how old are you? Yeah. Are you serious?
Slightly different, but TJ, you will appreciate this. I have to find it and bring it in for everyone to enjoy. But in a group of pictures that my sister gave to me a while back, that were from my father's house and my stepmom and all this kind of stuff, there is a photo of me with my sweet personalized license plate that my dad gave me for Christmas 1 year. So you got to put it on your car. My red Chevrolet, Cavalier. And it says, when I just put it on, because the old license plate is still laying there on the pavement. And it says Ace A on the back of it. Ace-A. My dad was so proud of that. I was like, you don't really put a personalized license plate on a Cavalier.
On a Cavalier.
You're being man. Cavalier.
Pretty sick, though.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay, Dad. That's awesome, man. Thanks.
That's cooler than, like, I create the vibes. Yeah. Or.
Yes, it is.
It's the worst. He's like, look at my license plate, okay?
Would you have been pissed if it was like, I hooked up with Alexis or I banged Alexis or something like that?
Yeah, don't go advertising. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
I would hate that.
To celebrate our time together, I got a vanity plate made.
Oh, my God.
We had a girl that worked for us one time who had to call us in and tell us something. She was all serious, and she was worried that it was going to, she wanted to make sure that we knew about this thing so it didn't, if we could head it off if negative publicity started coming out about it or whatever. But in her town that she lived in before she moved to start working with us, she used to be with this guy. And she was a sexual person. It's pretty sexual. But this guy ended up writing a book about the ins and outs and giving all the details and everything of women that he had been with. And there was a chapter on her in the book.
Was it a popular book?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
But she was just saying, in case, word starts getting around, and all that, I wanted you guys to know that I'm in this book. And I don't think he used her real name. I don't know if you can do that or not. Maybe you can. I don't know.
Because I've read a book similar to that where he talks about his conquests and stuff, and they're graphic, and he uses their names.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I think she said he was a police officer.
Really?
And then wrote this book.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we were like, okay.
All right. Wouldn't you want to read it?
No. No, I wouldn't want to read it.
Okay. Oh,
no. If it were a movie, I'd watch it.
Yeah,
I just don't like to read.
When it's your employee and she's clearly embarrassed by it and she's uncomfortable with it, there's no reason to read that.
Yeah, not in front of her. I'm saying not in front of her. And that's good to say.
We're not gonna have story time. Yeah.
It's kind of the same.
Of course, I wouldn't read it.
It's kind of the same reason that I don't look at. Maybe I shouldn't say I don't. I've seen a couple of them, not necessarily intentionally, but I'm not going to watch any video that somebody shot of some celebrity that got put out or anything like that. that they didn't want put out, like Aaron Andrews, like that. I've never seen those pictures. Any of that stuff, even the Kim Kardashian thing. At the time, I thought it wasn't real. I've never watched. I've never seen Kim Kardashian and Ray J.
It's not that great.
Yeah, but any of that stuff, I don't. It's not out there. They don't want that out there, so I'm okay with that.
What about Mini-Me?
Never watched Mini-Me.
Well, that's the best one.
Missing out.
Yeah, that is the very best one. What about Hulk Hogan?
I've only seen the clips that we saw in show prep stuff that came in. Mm-hmm. I've never watched the whole thing. And I guess I've never seen any of it where the act is taking place. I've only seen that clip of him standing on the edge end of the bed talking to the radio guy.
He's finished and he's like, oh, God, I ate like a pig.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm tired. I just, oh, that was...
Yeah.
He's got the
She was doing most of the work, boy, the part that I saw.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Save a horse.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Save a horse, ride a wrestler.
Huh? The skullet.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember like the epitome of like the dad bod. Like where the guy that was in shape just kind of, I remember the big stomach and, I ate like a pig. Mm-hmm. And skullet blazing. It's a good look. It's a great look.
So do you think he knew? And I don't know, that was the argument.
Right,
I knew that part. But I mean, do you think he knew that it was going to happen after dinner? Because if you knew it was going to happen after dinner, wouldn't you not just eat like a pig in that case? Wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Load up.
Depends on what it was. You know, if it's taco and pizzas, I'm not going to be able to resist it. I might even have to say, let's put that part off till tomorrow. I'm eating tacos and pizza tonight.
I want tacos and pizza.
Yeah.
Man, we can't do that and have this taco bar. Come on. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've had that happen one time. I've had a girl over, and I was going to make her dinner, and I made a bit of a heavy meal, and we sat down on the couch, and she passed out before anything happened. Passed out on the couch. And she ate every bit of what I served her.
Was it turkey?
No.
You did Thanksgiving turkey?
I didn't really think it through. And she said, this is delicious. She was like, you made this? I was like, of course I made it. And she ate a lot. She was like, good eating, which I found so trash. Yeah. I love when girls not afraid to eat in front of me or whatever. But she ate a little too much. And sure enough, I turned. She's head back. Oh, no. It's like 8:30. Passed out.
No.
Yeah.
What happened after that? You just went to sleep? Yeah. Oh.
Did she wake up and go home, or you just woke her up to get in the bed, or you just let her sleep on the couch?
Yeah, she stayed, but not a great.
Right. She ate like a pig.
I was like, that was a lot of carbs. A lot of carbs. Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a guy here, Joe, that just said, I know Ace has seen China's tape. Nope. First off, I never found the former WWE superstar China to be attractive on any level.
Yeah, I did.
I could have easily done without that completely. Didn't work for me at all.
I thought Joni was hot.
Joni.
Yep.
She played a police officer on Third Rock from the Sun.
That's a good character for her.
Yeah, and I thought she was hot on that.
Who did she hook up with in the sec?
I don't know.
Like a porn person?
I don't know, there was one. I think she actually did. At some point, she just did porn.
I think
so, too. She did adult films.
I think she did.
She was amazing.
She's no longer with us on this earth, though.
Yeah, she died.
She died, yeah.
But, you know, when she was in wrestling, I was 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
You'd never seen a woman that looked like that, and she was just whipping the out of like these major superstars. It was awesome.
Yeah,
to watch.
I was never a huge fan. It never worked for me, really.
I'm telling you, though, it was a game changer when female bodybuilders started getting breast implants.
Really?
Yeah, because female bodybuilders in the 70s and all, they were, you know, their chest turned into pecs. If they didn't have big boobs already, you couldn't distinguish really if you looked from the neck down whether it was a guy or a girl. But then once they started getting breast implants, you're like, oh, okay, well, then that's a woman, and she's whipping the hell out of this man.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's hot?
Well, do I think bodybuilders are hot? Yeah.
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 Yeah, TJ's often said he loves female bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm. Like big old, like crush my head in their,
oh my God,
bend of their elbow like that. Yeah.
pick you up, throw you around. Mm-hmm.
They could use a few fashion tips, though. I mean, you never see one that's a really, really good dresser. Yeah, you so notice true. That? Yeah, it's like.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
So, Riggins, are you concerned about your parents yet? I mean, they just retired, so I notice a lot of people whose parents retire, they automatically start saying how their parents change.
Yeah.
Then you say your brother was saying your parents are weird now. They hadn't even been retired 3 months, have they?
No. It's like the end of the year they retired. And he's already calling them weird. They just got so weird so quick. I'm like, why? Because mom has friends now? You know, she spent her whole life like that was her job, was to be the mother, the wife, mm-hmm. take care of the house. That was her thing. And she took a lot of pride in it. And then she started to work when I went off to college.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at the end of high school, she started to work again. So, you know, now she's got time. She has girlfriends. She goes and has 3-hour lunches and...
But he says they're weird because if he's trying to call them, they don't answer.
I guess
he's having a little temper tantrum.
Yeah,
because a lot of times I don't know what it is, but I've heard people say it a lot when their parents retired, that it's kind of like and it's not always a good bond that they form with each other. It's just like they form this bond where it changes how they interact with the rest of the world.
Yeah,
because they're always together, and then they get bored. So that adds to, like you said, that sometimes your mom may not want your dad taking her to the store, but he doesn't have anything else to do, so I'll drive you.
Yeah.
And they got the golf cart.
They got rid of one car, which I thought was a big move, because I said, well, that means they're going to be going everywhere together. Mm-hmm. We don't need one car.
Yeah, like, now they're tied to each other all the time.
They don't have a choice.
Because if you're going somewhere, well, I need to go somewhere. Well, we'll just go together all the time. And, oh, man, I would hate that.
It's crazy.
I just like... Just being by myself sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah. I love being by myself. Yeah.
Well, you know, I love it.
I knew you did. I never thought you did.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had a problem being by myself. It's no big deal. There's always something that needs to be done. I can always be doing something. Last night, Amanda went to eat with her dinner with her brother. She says, come on, are you going to go? I got a lot to do. Y'all go ahead. And I did. I got a tremendous amount of stuff done yesterday. I was on a roll. Mm-hmm. Don't stop me. I'm burning through stuff today. Yeah. But still, I didn't want to go. Yeah, that's good. I have an evening to myself. That's great. For an hour and a half or so, whole house to myself. I can get a lot of stuff done. Don't have to worry about anybody. It's cool.
Exactly. You can listen to, you know, whatever music you want. You can listen to a podcast if you want. You can be naked in the kitchen if you want. Yeah. That's what I was doing yesterday. Yeah. kitchen, naked kitchen cooking.
Yeah. Naked chef.
I got a couple loads of clothes wash, change of sheets.
Oh, so you pretend to be a woman then when you're alone.
Interesting. Oh my God. I got a bunch of work stuff done.
Look at me.
Tea and crumpets. Let me braid your hair.
Oh, look at me.
I'm so pretty. Nothing but my apron on.
Oh, my God.
Pretty girl. Pretty girl Ace.
You put on makeup.
I do your laundry.
Is that what it's like?
Just like that. Just like that.
Oh, you need fresh sheets. Housekeeping.
He's knocking on his own door.
Yeah.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
You guys.
Yeah. But Riggins, do you ever get to a point where you are not wanting to be alone? Has it ever come to that where you're saying, you know what, as much as I like being here alone all the time, I need somebody to hang out with today.
Yeah, it's not because of loneliness. It's because I'm just, you know, I want a little company at that moment.
Yeah.
You want a lady?
Sure.
Yeah.
How often do you get that way, though?
Pretty regularly.
You do?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've never been lonely.
No, not lonely, but bored, maybe.
No, I would never.
No, you're never bored.
Never. Y'all are never bored.
No, I'm both of you guys. I'm never bored. Never ever bored.
Uh-uh.
Because I can entertain myself in my head. You know, even if there's not a TV around, if there's, you know, I'm sick of looking at my phone because I don't play games on my phone. You know, a lot of people sit and play, you know, little games. I may play blackjack for a little bit on a plane. When you can't watch your TV, you have to put everything away. I'll play blackjack for a little while or whatever. But I could just sit in my own thoughts and not, I don't know who else's thoughts I would be in.
Right.
My own thoughts. And not get bored.
Yeah.
I waste a lot of time. You know, I can just waste a lot of time sitting and staring into space.
All I end up doing is thinking of a bunch of crap that I should be doing instead of sitting there thinking about other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I'm sitting here. I need to get up. I can go do that. I got to take care of this. I've done this already. Damn it. I'm just wasting time.
I've actually been walking on a trail alone, and I've done this multiple times. And I don't even have my earbuds in, listening to any music.
Yeah.
And we'll walk and think of things and start laughing at what I just thought of, meaning like, this would be a funny joke, or using this word in this situation might be funny, and start laughing. And then people, you know, those old people with those long sticks out there walking the trails, you know, Riggins' mom and dad type people, the retired ones, because they're always out there in the middle
thinking,
of the day.
You're crazy.
Yeah, look at this lunatic.
I do that too, though. I laugh out loud all the time by myself if I'm at the grocery store.
At your own creative thoughts or at other things that you've heard that's funny that you recall?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Got a real Alexis Seinfeld.
You know. Joan Rivers.
Yeah, really. True comedian.
And you're not high when you do that?
Oh, no, I am.
Oh, I'm on drugs.
Oh, no, I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. I should have mentioned that. I am on drugs when this happens.
Everything is so much funnier that way. Why not?
So you get high and go to the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That seems like that would be dangerous.
It's because shocking with the bright lights. That is like the last place I would want to go when I was high. But like a Target or a grocery store.
Yeah, it seems to me that it would be dangerous because you're around buying groceries when you're under the spell of the munchies. It would not be a good combination because you'd buy just a bunch of snacks and stuff.
No, I've actually gotten pretty good at that. I don't get any, or I'm not just like going off just buying all these snacks. I've kind of mastered that because it used to happen.
Yeah.
And I never bought anything useful.
Yeah, that's my problem when I'm not high. Because when I went through the checkout, she goes, "Are you having a picnic?" If you don't put my shit in the bag, I'm going to knock you out. Are you having a picnic?
I love that.
Because I had a bunch of chips and like cookies and soda and stuff.
Oh, you having a picnic?
Capri Sun.
Yeah. You having a picnic?
Mind your business. Yeah.
Hey, what, shut up.
What did you just say?
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time that they worked at a grocery store and that the checkers, I guess, are what they're called, that they were told, you never comment about people's food. There's no reason to comment. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Don't comment about anything that they have out there because you don't know how people are going to take it.
Yeah.
Plus, you got no business making a comment about what people are buying.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
It happens, though.
People say that to me sometimes. What? They'll say stuff like, ooh, I wish you were cooking this for me tonight. You know, but I figure that's just some woman trying to get in bed with me.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Happens all the time.
She sees that print. She's like,
yeah. I go in there in my leggings.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that never had. No one has ever seen me buying something and said, oh, I wish you were cooking this for me. Yeah.
No. Really.
Oh, okay. How many women love chunky soup?
Yeah, or applesauce.
Yeah.
Or what?
Applesauce.
Doesn't help that you're in tears. Right? Yeah.
Chunky soup.
Hey. What is that? When he was single, he used to eat chicken patties.
Chicken patties.
He'd always get those frozen chicken patties.
Oh and he would say those, but I just throw the chicken in the oven. I eat. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, really.
True.
Like, I do it because I want it, not because I have to.
Yeah. I don't even heat up the soup. I just eat it right out of the can. Ew. I don't care.
No, I heat up the soup.
I was like, oh, my God.
I don't care.
That was what it was like. It's, what do I have? I'm hungry. I've got to eat. I don't want this to take very long. I either have soup or I had soup last night. I throw those chicken patties in there and heat them up.
Chicken patties, chunky soup, and peanut butter. That was your
a lot of turkey. Turkey burgers. Salmon. When my kids were coming over, we'd have salmon or turkey burgers or something. I'd really whip up something.
No bun?
And make a dish. No, we had buns.
Oh, you did have buns.
Yeah. Now, if I were to eat by myself,
yeah,
it would be no bun.
Yeah, that's...
I would just throw them in there. A lot of times, I would just make a bunch of turkey patties at one time and then just have them ready.
Meal prep.
That's right.
That is so sad. They're pretty, hot and fresh.
Yeah.
So you have no one to share these burgers.
Like, kids would come over and eat on Sunday. We'd have burgers or whatever. And then I would have a couple extra patties. I'd just throw them in a Ziploc bag and put them in the refrigerator. Like, those would be ready tomorrow. And I'd just come in.
They're just leftover burgers.
Yeah, just throw them bad boys, heat them up, be ready to go.
Yeah, I did that last night.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna have one left over for today.
Yeah,
boy decided to dust off all of them. Came home. But you ever put that salmon on a bun?
No, never done that.
Salmon BLT is so good.
Ooh, that requires cutting up stuff.
No, you just cook that salmon like you normally would, and then put it on a bun.
Oh, is it her salmon BLT? I don't want to cut up anything.
You just want it.
Like, quite often, it would be a couple of turkey patties, and just throw them on the plate, throw them in the microwave, heat them up, and I would literally just stand at the counter with water, and I would just eat, like,
with
two or three bites of peanut butter and
with water,
and turkey.
Yeah.
I drink water every night for dinner.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight doing that.
Yeah.
Between that and having braces.
Oof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That just doesn't sound like fun at all. No, I mean, if you liked it, cool.
Oh, it wasn't fun. I'm not saying I was having the time of my life. I was not enjoying it. It was necessity.
He's not flexing.
Exactly. Not a flex.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Is Share Funny live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
So Alex is talking about this morning, she had a big crab leg meal last night, and she tried crawfish for the first time. Boiled crawfish. And how many crawfish were in it? It was a big platter, but mostly crab legs and stuff, and a few crawfish.
It was like half a pound, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Fair amount.
Yeah.
They were big, though.
Yeah. But they weren't cooked together, right? Like the crab legs were cooked in one pot and the crawfish in another, and they just threw the crawfish on top of the crab legs.
Yeah, because right? I just got it like an add-on. Yeah.
Okay, what did you use as a dipping sauce?
The sauce that it was all with, they call it the juicy sauce. And it has a little bit of spice to it, but it's like a butter-based sauce. And oh. I just would pick up the juice with it and eat it. Like a piece of bread.
Hmm. Oh, so it was more for the crab legs than the crawfish, the sauce, the dipping
sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the crawfish dipping sauce is mayonnaise based.
Really?
Mayonnaise, hot sauce, ketchup.
Ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the sauce that we had at the crawfish boil the other day. Somebody brought a bottle of, mixed sauce. It was delicious. It was really good.
I'd like to get some of that. Yeah, I put it on everything. And so... You didn't like the crawfish, or you did?
No, they tasted good. And I've had crawfish tails before in like a pasta, but
right.
Just picking it up and looking at it was just, I was trying to be adventurous and be like, it's cool, like I'm just going to eat it. But I don't know, it looks like a giant cockroach.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Like the eyes and like the little antenna things, and it was just staring, ugh.
Yeah,
but I still did it, I still ate them.
They are scavengers. I mean, they're eating crap from the bottom of the river and all of that stuff. So yeah, they're scavengers, but so are catfish.
So
and they're delicious too.
They are delicious.
I love catfish.
Did you suck the head of the crawfish?
No, I couldn't do it. Really? They were like my friends that I was with. They were like, "Well, you're supposed to suck the heads," and I'm like, "I'm not doing that. I can't." Because I opened the whole body and I saw what was inside.
Sucking the juice out of it. That water that it's cooked
There's
in.
No, like, brains and stuff in there?
Yeah, there are, but you don't have to eat all that. Oof. You can. That's very rich.
Yeah.
It tastes good. But I'd always just pull the shell up off the top of it and scoop it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I've never done that. I just pop it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good, though. And I was so excited. I wore my eating pants so that I could be super comfy the whole time.
Your eating pants?
Yeah, my summer eating pants. Because I have a winter pair.
Just one pair?
Yes.
Okay. So there's one pair of winter eating pants and one pair of summer eating pants.
Pull them out for special occasions.
All right.
If I'm going to Chinese buffet, crab legs.
Oh, she put on her summer eating pants. You know it's about to get serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ask her out on a date and she comes to the door wearing the summer eating pants, you're like, damn.
I guess
how much is this going to cost? Yeah.
And I'm not getting a hook up tonight. I don't think.
Not that I would want it.
Yeah, no, probably not.
She came in this morning missing segments because her stomach was upset.
Yeah, my stomach was upset.
Oh, you got the gutas bubletas?
Ooh, don't say that.
The bubble gut.
My stomach's like, why you eat all them crab legs last night?
Mm.
And sausage and corn and potatoes and shrimp. But it was delicious.
Was it good?
My friend ordered a second order. Well, she finished her whole first order, and she ordered a second one.
Oh, is that how that works?
Sway?
For a second one?
Shut up.
Oh, I caught myself on one of those things too, where I you know, said something and I thought that you don't have to say that. When I told somebody the other day we're building a new house, well, you gonna build an old house? Who the hell gonna build an old house?
Good point.
I never thought about that one before. Yeah, we're building a house. Yeah, it's gotta be new. You're not gonna build an old house, are you? And if you were doing something to a current house, you'd be remodeling, not building.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So see, I say stuff, but I always call myself out on it.
Out loud or in your head?
Both. Mm. Yeah, if there's somebody around, I'll say it aloud.
Yeah, the only difference is you're doing it on the radio in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people.
What, calling her out?
Yeah, or calling anyone out.
Yeah. Oh.
But a little difference.
Yeah, it's lighthearted. Yeah. She said she got a second order. So she ate her first order and then ordered a second one. So
second one.
Like, oh. Okay.
Oh. I just like to be thorough. Yeah. Okay.
Well, when I tell a story. You don't have to finish the first before you order the second. A lot of people just order two at a time.
Yeah. Oh man.
And then, you know, she wanted a third. After the second one, she wanted a third order. But she didn't get it. Because she told him no. No means I don't want the third.
Oh my God!
We're building a new house. But yeah, I put that one in there with saying my own something. You know, I mean, it's gonna come in there in my own house, and blah blah. Or she was killed in her own house. But you don't have to say "on" for the same meaning.
Yeah.
You killed in her house, mm-hmm. not her own house.
Yeah, if you say they were in my house, that mm-hmm. suffice.
In my own bed.
It doesn't sound as dramatic, though, like in my house. Yeah. But in my own house?
Mm-hmm.
He cheated on her with her.
What? In my own bed?
In my own bed.
Yeah. And, you know, the other one, like your heart has a heart. I believe that in my heart of hearts.
Oh, I was like, what? Yeah, that's not one I ever use, in my heart of hearts.
I use that one all the time.
What is that supposed, like, what does it mean? What are you trying to express?
You know, I just believe it so deeply down in my heart. It just means so much.
In my heart of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds dramatic.
Yeah, and a lot of those things come from me. Like, my own house is a dramatic thing. Yeah. But.
Oh, my heart has a little heart. That's cute.
You see how fun that is. But I didn't mean to call you out. I mean, I meant to call you out, but I don't mean anything by it.
Oh, I know.
It's just being silly. Riggins is trying to make it bad.
I got tough skin.
Making me feel bad about it.
I don't care.
Yeah, you have tough skin now. But, you know, one day you're going to come in a bad mood. And say, he degrades me.
Okay.
He degraded me, corrected my speech.
Oh, man. I'm
just waiting for it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.